Let's ranch it up after this, of course.
Hey, it's Mark Banzi with LivestockMarket.com.
Every week we hear from one of our great partners with updates, info, schedules, reports, and everything in between when it comes to buying and selling livestock and hay online and private treaty.
LivestockMarket.com is a centralized online platform of all types of livestock, as well as hay and straw.
They brought you Tractor House and Auction Time, LivestockMarket.com, on Facebook, too.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
The quick, fast, easy, all-in-one location to look at bull sales. Head to ranchchannel.com. Check it out on your phone, ranchchannel.com. All the information on one page at your fingertips, videos, catalogs, everything, ranchchannel.com. Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us, Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Now, less than 1 week away from Memorial Weekend, moving into the big three-day weekend. Hopefully, you can take a little time off. And obviously, we will talk about the real reason of Memorial Day. But let's talk about getting together with friends and family. We figured out your attire yesterday, right? So you got to have the Hawaiian shirt. But let's move into the food.
How fitting. It is National Grilling Month and National Beef Month.
So, are you going to pick a cheeseburger or a hamburger, or is it different? Like, sometimes you don't need the cheese.
I would say it's different. And honestly, if I think about it, when I'm out camping, less is best. I'll just take a good old hamburger. Just don't forget the ketchup.
Sometimes not even the bun.
You got it.
I mean, you'll just grab it. Now, me personally, I got to have the cheese. I know for a fact that even though you say less is best, you still do like the fixings on it. You still like lettuce and you still like some of that.
I do. But here's my little tip, because now you're getting your cooler ready and what you're going to take. So you know what you're going to do today? You're going to take that burger out. You're going to make your patties as soon as that beef is unthawed. And then you're going to freeze them in between double-sided wax paper. So you are ready to rock and roll when you get off the water.
And you can use those as ice too, right?
Yes. That's
you can
the
use
little
them
trick
to keep your coolers cold. We didn't know about that. And then we just kind of figured it out and went, wait a minute. If we just freeze the burgers, we have more room for food and other beverages, and you don't have to pack all this ice and all that in there as well.
Just think about when you're packing. Make it simple.
It's pure genius, but don't forget about the beef.